the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 4th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Today is Labor Day, and healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente are weighing authorizing a strike to demand better working conditions. Details now from our Eric Tigetoff.
The coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions has been bargaining with the company, but has faced impasses on issues including staffing levels and higher wages. Kevin Darden is a patient access representative at Kaiser Permanente Sunnyside Medical Center in Clackamas. He normally works 36 hours a week, but averaged 56 hours last year to help with the lack of staffing. Darden says many of his coworkers are also working extra hours to meet the needs of patients.
But we've been doing this for about 3 to 4 years now, and we're getting to a point where we're burnt out, we're tired, and we're looking at Kaiser to see, are you going to help us out? Are you going to hire more employees?
Kaiser Permanente workers began voting on whether to approve a strike authorization on August 24th. In response, Kaiser Permanente says the pandemic created staffing shortages for healthcare organizations nationwide, and they've agreed to hire 10,000 coalition-represented jobs in 2023.
According to a Gallup poll released this week, 67% of Americans approve of unions. In West Virginia, AFL-CIO President Josh Ward says, regardless of the industry, unions advocate for fair wages, good benefits, and a safe workplace.
88% of workers 30 and under have a favorable view of unions and the labor movement. So it tells me the workforce of tomorrow believes in the value of what unions do.
Many West Virginia lawmakers have argued that unions hinder economic growth, and in 2016 they passed a so-called right-to-work law. The ACLU of Montana is supporting a lawsuit to overturn a ban on the social media platform TikTok.
Montana was the first state to effectively outlaw TikTok when it passed Senate Bill 419 in the spring. The measure prohibits app makers from offering TikTok to users in Montana and imposes a $10,000 fine on app stores each time a Montana-based user downloads it, and another $10,000 for every day they offer TikTok after that. ACLU of Montana legal director Alex Raitt calls the move a violation of Montanans' right to free speech.
In order for a democracy to function, individuals need an unabridged right to speak. And when the legislature or the government decides to restrict those ways that we can speak with one another, that violates our constitutional rights.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson argues the TikTok ban isn't about free expression, but says it focuses on protecting people from the Chinese Communist Party, in his words, a known adversary to the United States. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. Parents in Minnesota have been feverishly helping their kids get ready for the new school year. A health expert says if hearing has been an issue for a child, it's something that can't be left off the to-do list.
Dr. Kelly Conroy, an audiologist with the Mayo Clinic, says every 2 to 3 children out of 1,000 have hearing loss. She says if a student can't hear what's happening in the classroom, it might appear that it's an issue of being inattentive. But Conroy says this could be a sign they're struggling to engage with the learning process because of their hearing.
And that can definitely be something that can be progressive or can be something that is intermittent based upon, you know, other issues with their ears.
That could include recurring symptoms from an untreated ear infection, or it could stem from prolonged exposure to loud volumes from sources like headphones. Even if your school has screenings, Conroy encourages parents to bring up the issue with their family doctor, and a specialist referral could be provided if needed. I'm Mike Moen.
And recently approved legislation approves funding for barriers on the Penobscot Narrows Bridge, a scenic but unfortunate hotspot for suicide attempts.
The bridge currently has posted signs and phones which connect those in distress with a crisis clinician, but mental health advocates say it's not enough. Greg Marley with NAMI Maine says the barriers are needed to help buy time.
Time for that crisis to pass, time for them to reconnect to help, to hope, time to resolve that issue.
Marley says the barriers save lives. The Memorial Bridge in Augusta was the site of 14 suicides before a fence was erected to prevent people from jumping, and there have been no suicides on the bridge since. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Anyone contemplating self-harm should call the National Crisis Clinician Hotline at 988. Finally, grades are in for Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs and the Arizona Legislature. This week, the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club, along with Chispa, Arizona, released this year's environmental report card.
The groups gave Governor Hobbs an A for what they call her effective vetoes, which stopped a plethora of anti-democracy and anti-environmental bills, and gave most legislators in the Republican caucus an F for proposing such legislation. Director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club, Sandy Barr, says Hobbs' veto stamp got quite the workout, as more than 200 bills aimed to limit early voting or implement more voting restrictions.
One of the reasons Sierra Club and Chispa work so hard to protect democracy is we can't adequately protect our air, our water, lands, wildlife, or address the climate crisis if we're not protecting and strengthening our democratic processes.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Happy Labor Day. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here is an interesting radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.